Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you this Monday morning. Your favorite bishop here, Bishop Paul Wunderchek. And this is Monday Manna. Monday Manna. I've got a quick word for you. I'm going to wait till a... Hey, Laura Thurman. God bless you, Stephen Lynn. God bless you. So glad you could join me this morning. Go ahead and invite your Twitter followers. I'm going to wait about 30 seconds for a few more people to get on, and then I'm going to start quickly into this word this morning. Hey, Lynn, God bless you. Woo, this is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for sharing. Thank you for the hearts. I think we're at 406,000, something like that. God bless you. I may not be able to read everything you guys send me, but I will go back afterward and read all your comments. I always do. God bless you. I'm just going to wait for a few more to be on. Today we're going to talk about the power of confession. The power of confession. The Bible says you can't even be saved without your mouth confessing Jesus as Lord. You can't even be saved. You can't even go to heaven until your mouth utters these words, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. There's something powerful in the spirit realm about your words. My mentor said that God created the world with his words. You create your world with your words. There's something about your words that have power in another realm, in another dimension. Your words have authority over your mind. Your mind creates your feelings, but your words can shift the internal dialogue in your mind. Every person has continual conversation going on in your mind. Your mind is always talking to you. Your mind is always saying, you have an internal dialogue. Some of it's negative, most of it's negative, and most of it has to be taught to be positive. Many of you, your internal dialogue will say you'll never have anything. You'll never be rich. You're nothing. There's nothing you have to offer society. Nobody loves you. Nobody likes you. It's a victim track. It's a victim mentality in our minds that continually talks. It's part of the fallen nature. It's part of the soulish realm. It's part of the curse of Adam. When you got saved, your mind didn't get saved with your spirit. Only your spirit got saved. Your mind had to be renewed every morning. The Bible says, renew your mind. The Bible says that our minds need to be transfigured by the Word of God. Our mind needs to be cleansed by the washing of the water of the Word. So when you got saved, the only part of you that got saved, that's right, the only part of you that got saved was your spirit. Your spirit is the only part of you that got saved. The rest of you didn't get saved. Your body didn't get saved. You know that because you don't look like you used to look. We don't look like we used to look, but your soul didn't get saved because, you know, I don't care if you're saved or not. You can sin anytime you want to. Your spirit got born again. Your spirit got saved. So what you have to do in order to be successful in life is you have to reprogram your thinking, reprogram your mind, and you do that with confessions. You do that by speaking. Your mind needs to hear your mouth talk. They say that you remember 70% of what you hear yourself say. I think it's you remember 30% of what you hear, 40% of what you see. But you remember 70% of what you hear yourself say. Okay, so it's important to start your morning with a confession. But most people don't know how to do it. Well, I'm great. I'm wonderful. There's nobody like me. That's not what I'm talking about. Your confession has to line up with the Word of God. And so I want to teach you three keys today. For those of you that have remained on, I want to teach you three keys on how to develop the proper confession. Your mind is your servant. You're not a servant of your mind. You tell your mind what to think. Your mind, if you let it get out of control, your mind will begin to tell you crazy stuff. your mind. Depression, people, millions of people on medication because of depression and anxiety. They cannot control their mind. Their mind is like an alien in their body trying to tell them what to do. But it's supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to control your thinking. You're supposed to control your thinking. So watch this. There are three elements to a proper confession. Three elements to a proper confession. First of all, you need to make sure that you believe what you're saying. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, Romans 10:9. You can't just say something your heart doesn't. Your mouth can't write a check your heart can't cash. In other words, the words you're saying, you literally have to mingle them with faith. You have to believe them. Jesus said in Mark 11, whatsoever things you say, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. It doesn't say whatsoever God says. That's right. It says whatsoever you say. If you speak to this mountain and command it to be removed and cast in the sea, it shall be done. Now, God didn't say pray for your mountains. God said talk to them. Some of you are praying for things you should be speaking to. Oh, take that to the bank. Sometimes confession is more powerful than prayer. You've been praying for things for 10 years and getting no answers. Because you know what? God doesn't want you to ask Him for them. God wants your mouth to create them. God's already given you everything. God's already blessed you 2,000 years ago on the cross. You're the one that has to now pull that out of the spirit realm and manifest it into the natural. And the only way to do that is with your confession. So write these three things down. They're going to empower you to prosper today. They're going to empower your thought life. You're going to feel like a different person. Number one. Well, I'll give you all three at one time. Write this down. In order to have an appropriate confession in your life, there's three types of confessions you have to speak in the morning. I am, I have, and I will. I am, I have, and I will. Write that down. I am, I have, I will. Those are the three. You can't just say random stuff. Thank you. Thank you for writing that down. I am, I have, I will. Then I go in the morning and I don't write them down. They come to me as I say them. I am a son of God. I am royalty. I love that, Lynn. Thank you. I am blessed. I am prosperous in all things. I am who God says I am. I am blessed and highly favored. I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm a covenant son of God. I am. So the first set of confessions you need is I am confessions. I am royalty. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the lender, not the borrower. You've got to say who you are, because if you don't know who you are, you'll never know what you can do. You'll never know what you're capable of. The power of speaking who God didn't just change your behavior. God changed your nature. He turned you into a different person. They that are in Christ, watch, that's right, that's right. That's very good. They that are in Christ are a new creation. You are a species of being that has never existed before. You are a new breed, a new creation. You are not what you used to be after you come to Jesus. You are a son of God, a daughter of the King. The earth has never seen one of you before. So you have to begin to preach your I am statements. I am blessed. I am anointed of God. I am wealthy. So understand your I am statements are very powerful. The second level you have to say is the I have statements. Because if you know who you are, you know your rights and you know what belongs to you. My God, I feel the anointing. If you know who you are, once you know who you are, if you don't know who you are, read your Bible. Once you know who you are, now you can begin to confess, I have. I have all sufficiency in all things. I have the mantle of favor on my life. I have an anointing inside of my life and upon my life to destroy yokes and set people free. I have deliverance in my mouth. I have the word of God inside of me. I have a storehouse that is full of favor. I have abundance in all things. You begin to confess after you say, I am. Now you say, I have. I have, I have, I have, I have. I have kingdom ideas. I have wealth whispers. I have miracles. I am a walking miracle factory. I have the miracles of God flowing through me. I have kingdom ideas. I have I have the genius of God in my mind. See that? That powerful. Isn't that powerful? And the last thing you want to say, you first start with I am confessions, then you continue with I have confessions, and then finally, this is one of the most powerful, is you end with I will confessions, talking about your future. I will be a millionaire. I will increase above my contemporaries. I will be successful in all things. I will. You can even describe something you're working on or wanting to do. I will have the greatest ministry in my region. I will impact thousands of people. I will write 50 books. I will. You just go through your I will statements and begin to speak to your future. Because even if you don't take the spiritual side, even psychologically, it is proven that your words have tremendous power over your future. The world calls it the law of attraction, but God, that's something they stole from the kingdom of God. That's something they stole from the word of God. Always give credit to the author. It is the law of attraction, but it is the power of your words. It's the law of words. My mentor says words are walls, words are doors. Words create a future, words can kill a future. Words have such power. And then when you get these confessions and you say them, attach a feeling to them. They say when you attach a feeling to a confession, it becomes very powerful. So I want you to see yourself succeeding. I will increase my inner circle. I will be connected with great men of God and great leaders in the kingdom, excuse me. I will develop a better schedule. I will start my new business. I will, and just be detailed about what you will do. So remember, in your confessions, I want you to use three key things: the I am statements, the I have statements, and the I will statements. Do that for about 15 minutes every morning. It's called prophesying your day. I have victory. I am victory. I will be victorious in every area of my life. Isn't that powerful? And your mind, all the distractions, yes, all the distractions, all the obstacles will begin to diminish. Dr. Murdoch tells us that you can resize anything in your mind. You can make it bigger, you can make it smaller. And when you begin to confess victory, prosperity, peace, power, influence, all of a sudden, all the bad things your mind tries to focus on begin to diminish and get smaller and smaller and smaller. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, create a dream board, because the only way to get away from your past is to create the future that you want. Get into your future and your past will go away. Praise the Lord, everybody. Listen, I don't know if you can still see me, but this is Bishop Paul Wunderjack. I want to talk about power confession today. I want you to try that. I am, I have, I will. Father, I pray for my partner and my friend today on Periscope. This word is so incredible. This word will change the very nature of their mind. We have the mind of Christ. Somebody is watching right now who has just been through a traumatic situation. And Father, I pray that as their confession changes, their mouth may have got them into a trial. Oh God, but their mouth is going to get them out. Their mouth, you created your world with your words, Father. Teach us how to create our world with our words. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I love you today. I'm excited. This word is stirring in me. There's something about understanding the importance of creating your world with your words. I am, I have, I will. You ought to say that. You ought to say that. I am, I have, I will. My God, you ought to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am, I have, I will. There's something powerful about that, and you'll begin to see your life explode and your life transform. Listen, share this with your Facebook partners. Share this with your Twitter followers. God bless you. Yeah, that's good. You can put your name there if you want. Put Lynn. Yes, put Laura. Put Becky. Put whoever. Put Wayne. But understand that your confession creates your future. In fact, your confession births covenant. And you birth covenant by the words that you speak. So listen, I love you guys. I'm going to get on to the office. This has been Monday Manna. I hope you're blessed. And don't forget to confess in the morning and start your day. Prophesy your day. Love you so much. Be blessed.